Thai-Burma Relations, Economic Dependence Subjugates Policy by Thitinan Ponsudhirak, Director of the Institute of Security and International Studies at Chulalongkorn University. Thailand needs to come up with a longer-term energy outlook and a forward-looking immigration policy. The port deal at Dawei or Tavoy in Burma should be seen as part of a broader package of Thailand's growing energy dependence on Burma. More than 70% of Thai electricity generation derives from natural gas, and nearly half of that portion is imported from Burma's gas pipelines, with the rest made up of coal, hydro, and petroleum sources. Renewable energy sources such as wind and solar are negligible. Nuclear power would be a viable alternative, as Vietnam's imminent construction of two nuclear power plants attests, but for Thailand, nuclear power will need broad-based public discussions and hearings to promote trust and confidence and allay civil society concerns. Nuclear power is thus many years in the distance, if it ever materializes. Thailand, in short, is beset by energy insecurity. On a per capita basis, Thailand's electricity consumption is in the range of the developed economies in the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, or OECD, and its foreseeable energy future is reliant on natural gas. Until it can tap into reserves in unexplored areas in the Gulf of Thailand, particularly the overlapping claims with Cambodia, Thailand's gas dependence on Burma will grow. In turn, such dependence will constrain Thai foreign policy vis-à-vis Burma. The fluid and precarious post-election interplay in Burma should prompt Thai leaders to start thinking about longer-term energy security. The writer is director of the Institute of Security and International Studies, Faculty of Political Science, Chulalongkorn University.